someone looking after the children this morning? Is it in the store?
Yes, it's on the screen. If we have a special children's presentation, wonderful storyteller. I think if you're all looking at girls and boys, and older girls and boys, I think you'll enjoy this.
Can they all see back here?
Can you see from the back? If not, the seats at the front here.
And the tale of this parable to the disciples is to explain to them what judgment is. Now, it's quite a serious parable, this. Why do people use a net? What's the net used for? Trap? For fishing, yeah, so to catch fish. You want to make sure that the fish you catch are going to be nice fish. Okay, so good fish that you can eat. Okay, so let's put our net down then into the sea. So we'll do this again. We've done this before, but we'll do it once more. How can you guarantee that the only fish that you catch are going to be good fish? How can you guarantee that? How can you make sure? Well, you can't. Now, there's one way you could go and sort them out. One way is you could dive down into the net while the net is in the water, and you could swim about in the net, and you could try and throw all the bad fish away. Now, there's some problems with that. First of all, it's going to be very dark down there. The second thing is that you might get caught up in the net, which is going to be difficult. And also, if you try to throw the bad fish out of the net, they might just float back into the net again. So what's the best way of doing it? Anyone know what the best way? What do you think, Lucas? Take the net out. That's right. We wait until the net is taken out. And then we're able to sort them out. Let's take these fish out. So we can see, let's see what we've caught in our net here this morning. What just happened, is it? Well, there we are. So we have now a big net full of fish. Now I'm going to look at some of these fish, and we're going to look at these fish together. And you've got to tell me whether you think these fish are good or bad, whether you'd like to eat them, or maybe whether you wouldn't like to eat them. So let's start off then with that one. Do you think that's a... It's not magic, no. You think that's a good fish? Is that a fish that you might like to eat? I think it's a good fish. So the good fish we'll put on top here, and we'll put the bad fish down the bottom. What about this one? What's it? Good fish or bad fish? Good fish, another good fish. Yeah, good. Okay, well, what about this fish? This one looks really good. Look how big this one is. Good or bad? He's bad, yeah, because someone's already eaten this fish. So we'll throw that one away. What about this one? Let's pull this one out as well. Now, do you think that's a good fish or a bad fish? Now, I'm sniffing this one. It's not. Now, it looks like a good fish, but actually it's not a good one because it smells really bad. So I'm going to put that one down with the bad ones as well. Here's another one. We'll take this one out. Think this is going to be a good one or a bad one. That's another bad one because, again, that one looks like most of the life is going out of it. How about this one? This is called the grumpy fish, okay? Now, if you think the grumpy fish, would you like to eat that or not eat it? You'll say, no, actually, the grumpy fish is really nice to eat. It may look grumpy, but it's a really tasty fish. So that's actually one of the good ones. What about, this one's called the sick fish. Now, would you like to eat the sick fish? No, the sick fish is definitely not one that we'd like to eat. Here's another one. Do you think that's a good one or a bad one? That's a good one, yeah. We'll keep that one up the top here. This one's called the boiled fish. Now, would you like to eat the boiled fish? No, we wouldn't want to eat the boiled fish. That doesn't look too good either. This one's called the spiky fish. Do you like to think of eating a spiky fish? The spiky fish is another really tasty fish. It might look a bit fierce on the outside, but it's a very good fish. Okay, just a few more. The two-mouth fish. What do you think about that? Anything that's got two mouths, that's probably not a good idea. You may not want to eat the two-mouth fish. This one's called the weird-looking fish, okay? Would you want to eat the weird-looking fish? I think the weird-looking fish, again, is one of the really tasty fishes. And this is the last one we've got, the radioactive fish. Would you like to eat the radioactive fish? No, you wouldn't. Okay, good. So we've managed just to separate the good fish from the bad fish. And it's very important that we do that. Okay. We're having a bit of fun here, but you know, there's a very important message to this whole parable. This is what Jesus says. He says again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why does Jesus explain judgment using a story about fishing? Well, remember, he was telling his disciples, and most of his disciples were fishermen, so they would have understood what it meant to separate good fish and bad fish. Now, the net in the story catches all kinds of fish, doesn't it? And God says that at the end of the days, at the end of this age, all people will be gathered towards him. Not in the net, but everybody will be gathered together to stand before God. And just as fishermen can separate fish, bad fish from good fish, the Bible says that God will separate the evil from the righteous. Well, who are the righteous? Well, Pastor Steve reminded us already this morning that no one is righteous. We're all evil, but God forgives us our sins if we believe in God and if we ask for Jesus' blood to forgive the sins that we've committed. But not only do we just have to ask for our sins to be forgiven, if we are different, if we are believers, if we are people who love Jesus Christ, that should show itself in the way that we live our lives. And Pastor Steve has already also reminded us of that. God isn't doing his judgment now, just as it would be difficult for somebody to dive down and separate the fish while they're in the water. So God is waiting until the end of time before he does his judgment. But Jesus gives a very frightening picture of what will happen to those who are not part of his kingdom. He says they will be thrown into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that's a very scary thing. It makes me think I want to make sure that I'm in the kingdom of God and not to be thrown out. But what God is saying is that it is his job to do the judgment. You know, sometimes we feel that we want to look at each other and we want to make the judgments about who belongs to God and who doesn't belong to God, who's in the kingdom of God and who isn't in the kingdom of God. But God says don't judge by appearances. You know, there may be people you know who perhaps are a bit grumpy like that fish, or a bit prickly, or a bit weird looking. We might think they can't possibly be in the kingdom of God, but they might be. And there are other people who might look fine on the outside, but they might be like that nice looking fish, and actually even though it looked nice, it smelt really bad. Listen to what the Lord says. He says in 1 Samuel 16, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." We shouldn't judge other people, but there's one thing we can do, and that's to judge ourselves. We need to ask ourselves one question. Am I a good fish or a bad fish? Am I in the kingdom of God or am I not in the kingdom of God? And there's a way that we can guarantee being in the kingdom of God. And it's simple. We have to believe in God. We have to ask for forgiveness of our sins because of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. And we have to show by our lives that we are doing the things that God wants us to do. To obey him, to love other people, and to do the things that God says in his word that we should obey.
It's pretty clear, isn't it? I thought you might enjoy that this morning. It's a good message, a scary message, and we're going to look a little bit further at that.